we must practice to our postures are important. I told you that we must stay, sit straight. That means when you sit straight, your center channel becomes straight. If your center channel is straight, the inside, the wind flows, the wind is there, then wind flowing is also very smooth. If it is flowing smoothly, then Buddha nature comes smoothly and it can go up from here very easily so that you can become Buddha easily. That is why we must sit straight. During day-to-day life also, we say that when going also, we must go straight. Don't go bending down. It may harm you sometimes. And sitting all the time also, we don't sit like this all the time. It's not so good. Always try to sit straight. It's more useful. So, now your center channel is straight and it's the color, red in color, inside, white in outside. And in the middle, on the right, or say on the center of that center channel, middle of the center channel, which is on the heart level, where there is a note. Now you think that there is a small tickle. In Tibetan, we use this tickle. It's a small essence, whitish type, white in color. Some teachings it is say that tickle is light greenish type, light green color. Like this, not so green, dark, but a little bit light and green color tickle is in the center of that channel, the middle of that channel. It's reciting. Now that symbolizes the wind now. Wind inside your center channel. And in the middle of that tigle, in the middle of that essence, there is a syllable three, red in color. In Tibetan, three, or the one letter is there, three. That is red in color. It's just inside that tigle. You just visualize that way. And that syllable red three symbolizes your Buddha nature, your Rigpa, the awareness, the complete pure awareness. You think that is on inside, in the middle of that tickle. Now, the practice goes like this. You already visualize everything clearly. Those visualizations should be very clear, clean. And then inside the center channel, it's also hollow. And in the middle, there is one greenish, light green tickle. In the center of that tickle, there is, and this tickle symbolizes the wind. And in the middle of that, there is syllable letter phi, red in color. And that symbolizes your mind, Rigpa, awareness. I will use here Rigpa, because I think so many people, they know Rigpa means now everybody knows. Even though it's a Tibetan word, but many people know it now. This becomes some sort a technique word, so that many people can understand. For example, we use dharma. Dharma is a Sanskrit word, but everybody knows it. So like that. Now here, in many people, the many practitioners, they use Rigpa. So I will also use here Rigpa. Sri is symbolizing your Rigpa. Now, Rigpa resides in the middle of the wind, which is in a form of tickle. Now, this wind will help you to take your mind now. Wind will help you to take your mind. So there is an example. One example, they say that a a man who has no legs. If I am not mistaken, I think so, like that one example is there. A man without a leg, but he has two eyes, very clearly. And a horse without eyes. If a man without a leg rides on the horse without an eye, if they, for example, the man has the eye and the horse has feet to move, if man leads wherever he go, then that horse will take him wherever he likes. Even though horse doesn't have the eye, but wherever the man leads, it will go. That means that is very powerful here. Now the horse symbolizes the wind. The man symbolizes here rigba. With the use of rigba and with the help of the wind, it can take your rigba very swiftly and enter into the mind of Buddha Amitabha. So you have to visualize that way. And in the center of that, you just visualize one tigle, and in the middle of that, there is a sellable tree, red in color, which symbolizes your rigpa. And now pray, you have to pray to Buddha Amitabha. This is how you have to visualize first. And then your center channel on the top of your head, which is opening position. Now it opens from here. You have to think that way. It is just like a house completely dark. A house completely dark. But in the center there is a hole. Then from the room, which is very dark, if you see, look up from the hole, you can see the light outside. You can see the sky, the brightness. So you think like that. Here, and it opens here. When it goes up from there, then it is free in the sky. It mingled with the Dharmakaya, standless sky of Dharmakaya, something like that. So from here, now you have to think that. You have to pray, invoke to Buddha Amitabha. It is necessary that you have to visualize Buddha Amitabha now. Buddha Amitabha is just above your head now. You think just above your head. And it is now, in the teachings, they used to give this explanation, saying that just above your head, one and half feet above your head, almost. That means from the elbow to the fingertip, this much length above your head, from here to upward. There, you think that Buddha Amitabha resides now. Buddha Amitabha is there, from elbow to fingertip. Now, how is Buddha Amitabha? He used to wear, he is completely, say, brightful. All the qualities of the Buddhas are within him. He wears the Buddha's robe, especially the monk's robe. He used to wear in a brightful manner, and he sits on the throne. Throne is held by the peacock, something. Peacock throne, in some teachings they do say like that. But you just think that Buddha Amitabha is there. You feel his presence in front of you. Now that Buddha Amitabha is inseparable of your root guru now. It is related with your guru yoga now. So Buddha Amitabha is inseparable of your root guru now. And then you must pray to him. You must invoke deeply, with deep faith, and devotion, you must invoke to him saying that, "Oh, Buddha Amida, please help me to take from this sansara. I don't want to suffer in this sansara. I want to come up in your pure land. Please kindly help me to take me from this sansara." You invoke deeply, with deep feelings, with the recitation of the mantra of Buddha Amitabha, or just recite the name of Buddha Amitabha. In the teachings, it is said that teaching Shekhba, Dachomba, Yangdakba, Zogbe Sanje, Rigba, Zogbe Sanje, Gombo, Obadu Mevala, Chachalo, Chodu, Chapsucho, something like that. That means you have to visualize Buddha Amitabha just above your head and pray to him with deep invocation and then with deep faith and then pray to him. Then I'm praying to you, I'm prostrating to you. Please bestow me the blessings. I don't want to remain in this sansara. Not only me, that many people, many living beings are suffering. May you kindly take me up from this sansara. And I want to come to your pure land. With that feeling, with that invocation, you just go on praying to him. And then Buddha Ratna Ushnish, the Rinjin Sukturchen, to him also you just pray. And then you must pray to Bodhisattva, our Lokiteshwara, Chenresi, invoking him, same thing, saying that you don't want to stay here, please take me up to your pure land. And again Bodhisattva, Thujintop, he is no other than Bodhisattva Vajrapani. So he is the same person, same Buddha. So to him also just invoke and pray, saying that you want to come up. Now while saying that now, while practicing that, it is necessary with this devotion, deep faith, and invoke to them. And then try to visualize those things. Everything is your body, posture, the center channel, the insight. There is the wind symbolizing the tikle, and the rigpa symbolizing in syllable three, red in color. And then try to visualize, and in the end of your recitation, in the end of your practice, then Ying Chugui Jasa Simpa Sho. There is a last sentence. Ying Chugui Jasa Simpa Sho. Ying Chugui Jasa Simpa Sho. That means you are praying this. May you kindly take me to your wisdom mind. Make my mind as your mind, wisdom mind. And requesting to him, saying that. Then just recite free. Free means you are now Rigpa. When you recite the free three times, this free is vibrating as if it wanted to go up now. It's trying to go up from here. You just recite that free. Then in the end, you can use three times or five times or seven times or 21 times. It differs according to the teachings. We use that. That means you are ejecting your rigpa from your body. And as soon as you say fat, it goes from here, from the center channel, it goes from here and goes so sweetly and enters into the mind of Buddha Amitabha. Entered into the mind of Buddha Amitabha, wisdom mind. Think that way. Visualize yourself deeply. That means when you are ejecting your mind, rigpa, from your body, all those secret doers, we have nine doers in our bodies. Eight doors should be blocked, closed at that time, when you are ejecting your rigpa. Now, nine doers, two secret doers, and two doors, these are also the doors for then mouth and nose and mouth to six. right? 2 eyes, 7, 8. 2 eyes, 8. Total, 9th one is this one. One door opens up here. So close rest 8 doors and open this door. When you are ejecting your rigba from your body, when you are saying free, 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 that means reminding on that. It's as if it wanted to fly from there. And when you say fat, it goes from here so swiftly as if the arrow shoots, just like a shooting star. The shooting star comes so quickly. Like that, when you say fat, closing all these 8 doors, close them tightly so that it may not go outside from these doors. Your rigba must go from here. So when you set fat, then it goes up straight from your center channel, from the crown head, which is open here. It goes so swiftly and enters into the mind of Buddha Amitabha. That means now you are enlightened. Through this practice you can do that. There is no problem. It's very simple way of practicing. You need not do many meditations, but very simple, very short, very easy. Through that, if you visualize clearly, then you can send your mind immediately into the mind of Buddha Amitabha, and Buddha become Buddha, inseparable of Buddha Amitabha. Finish. Now, this practice you must do as many as 7 days. That, say, the shortest way of practicing, one, you have to practice 7 days. Then 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever it is necessary, you have to practice this way. And if you do it so nicely within 7 days, there will be some sort of result will come. The result comes sometimes, for example, if you go on practicing that. Sometimes it comes itching over your head. That means it is opening, it's working, it's itching from here. One kind of result. And sometimes headache. When you practice, you feel headache. That means there is also some sort of result. Sometimes some sort of liquid is coming from the top of your head. That is also a kind of result. Sometimes it may come, you can hear, and some sort of wind is flowing from your, something like that. It's coming from here. That is also a kind of result. And sometimes you will become faint. You will fall down. Immediately become faint. So this is also a kind of result. It is giving some result. Your practice is successful. It's working. So if you go on doing these practices, the visualization should be very clear, and go on practice that, then normally this kind of result will come there. After doing practice, thorough practice for 7 days, then it may come, give some result. This is good enough. And then some teachings, they do say that they used to use some small twigs or something like that, or the grasses, they can put here and it can stand there. As if you can just put in the mud, it will go inside immediately. That means it's successful. Whatever you practice, it is working. That means you can send your mind whenever you like now. Whenever you like, you become Buddha Amitabha. When it comes that way, then it is necessary don't practice now. It is necessary not to, it is advised not to practice now too much, because the result is already there. Now you should stop there and try to again do one thorough practice, and after that you remember, your mind goes up directly into the mind of Buddha Amitabha through the practice, and then you just bring your mind down. When we say, in actual practice, we have a different way of doing, but when it comes and it enters into your mind again, bring the mind down again. First you eject your mind, free three times, then five. When it goes, five, three times, seven, five times, seven times, 21 times. Even if you, after practicing, doing 21 times, if there's no result, then you can do also 22, 23, 24, 25, up to 25 you can send that. Can be done that way. It can be advised that way also. And then when it goes up directly into the mind of Buddha Amitabha, now you just bring that again, your rikpa, bring it down, and it comes down into your center channel from the crown of your head, where the center channel opens. It enters into there and again comes down, and it resides here. The white tigli and the syllable red tree, which symbolizes your rikpa, again resides here. And try to, after practicing, when there is some sort of result, then you must stop. At the time you think that Buddha Amitabha on just above your head, he dissolves into one light. He dissolves into one light, and it comes down into your body through the center channel. It comes down and it resides in your mind, and you become Buddha Amitayus. That means Buddha of eternal light, long life, Buddha. Buddha Amitayus. You try to think that way. As soon as you become Buddha Amitayus, and then you must recite the mantra of Buddha Amitayus. Om Amarana Jivindaya Soha, Om Amarana Jivindaya. So you must recite that. Otherwise, you may die. So that is why it is necessary, after sending your mind up, you should bring down and keep it in your mind. And after, if there is a result, if you find some sort of result, then you just think Buddha Amitabha dissolves into light and it enters into you, and you become Buddha Amitayus and recite the long life mantra. Try to practice more on that now. It is not so necessary to practice all the time now, because you practiced well. There is also some sort of result. It's good for you. Some sign, auspicious signs are also there. So it is not necessary. Now here, not necessary doesn't mean that don't practice that. Now you must remember in your mind, be mindfulness in your mind all the time. Your practice is there, but not actual practice, sending your mind, shooting your mind, ejecting your mind from your body inside into the wisdom mind of Buddha Amitabha. Not like that. But remember all the time and try to be mindful. And always remember in your mind, so that it can be very useful at the time of death. So for teaching, especially we are practicing for teaching, especially we can, at the time of death, so that we can use it properly during that period. That is why we do practice for. Not saying that we want to die quickly. Nobody wants to die quickly. Many people, they say that they want to go in the Buddha Amitabha's pure land, but when we practice that, then again some sort of feeling, a fear comes in their mind. Oh, if I do this, then I will die. Something like that. Even if you die, don't worry. You won't let that practice won't let you down. Definitely, it will help you to take to the pure land of Buddha Amitabha. If you don't have any attachment, yes, it is good. You must leave all your attachment without any kind of obscurations, purify everything and try without any attachment. If you do the practice, yes, definitely your mind will go up there. Especially it is necessary at the time of death. If you use it properly during that period, because you practice that now, and always keep it in your mind, mindfulness is necessary. Always keep it in your mind. Remember all the time the practice. It doesn't mean that you should stand all the time, but it is there all the time. And then you know the time of death. Even though we don't have the telepathy power, when we are going to die, nobody knows that. The time of our death is uncertain. Our life is uncertain. Nobody knows when we will die. So it is necessary all the time remember in your mind, especially during the time of driving the cars, or you are in the aeroplane, or in certain journey. Whenever you go, you should be mindful now during that period. You have to use that practice properly during that period. So that even if some accident happens there, because you maintain that mind, and even if you were killed during the time of accident, you can realize in the Pardos. Now Pardo teaching comes that way. You can, as soon as you leave this body, you will have to go in the Pardos, the intermediate stage. That means intermediate stage, or say in the middle of this present life and the next life. That is the intermediate stage, that means Parto. So during that period you can realize, because you maintained, you have the mindfulness, you maintain that practice in your mind at the time of death. So as soon as you leave this body, you can go there very easily. You can recognize it easily. At the time, if you are lucky, then your root guru may come in front of you, and he can just tell a little bit, explain about the Rigpa, and you can understand immediately, because you are friendly with that teaching now. You already have some familiar with that teaching. So that's why as soon as that teacher gave you some teachings at the time of death, giving the force, you can realize that immediately and you will become Buddha. You can go into the pure land of Buddha Amida during that period. So it is necessary to practice for us. Even though it's a secret teaching, it should not do this way to give all the teachings everywhere, spreading everywhere. It's not so suitable, it's not a right time. But if it is some kind of useful to any beings, even if it is, say, not so useful to 100%, but even if it uses for few percent, it's right, it's okay, it's useful, that's good. So that is why I explained here a little bit about for how to practice it, how to remember, how to visualize it, how to send your mind, how you have to visualize and practice that. And if you do that practice, and if you gain some sort of result, then stop there. No need of practicing too much now. It doesn't mean no need of practice, doesn't mean that you should stop everything. Now you should remember in your mind, your practice is now always with you. Always make it ever lively and present in your mind. So wherever you go, if you are mindful, then it is useful. It will always help you. It won't harm you. This kind of teachings, this kind of practice will always help you to understand your inner mind, especially at the time of death. Because most of the people, they fear death. If a good practitioner, if he practices well, then he won't fear the death, because he can face it properly. There's no problem, because this comes all the time. Actually, in the real teaching, there's no death at all. That means to become Buddha actually. To enlightened. So I think so, this is clear now. The visualizations of the practice and how you have to eject your mind from your karmic body, even though you are not visualizing your karmic body, but you must visualize your body as a Vajrayogini, which is very important, clean, clear, unobscured, fully exalted, wisdom dakini. If you think that way, then the result may be very quick, very fruitful. And then, this is very important, you must visualize your body completely hollow, transparent, and inside brightful, some sort like that. And center channel is also hollow, straight, and the wind symbolizes the tikle, which symbolize the tikle, which symbolizes the wind, and the red syllable phi, which symbolizes your rigpa, and you can just eject from there with deep devotion and faith, which is very, very important. Without deep devotion and faith, it may not give you any kind of help. So deep devotion and faith should be there, and then just pray to Buddha Amitabha, who is inseparable, your root guru. And go on doing that, which is very important. Practice as much as you can. Normally in a gathering, we sit in groups and practice that for 7 days, at least 7 days. And within 7 days, if your visualization, if your faith and devotion is good, then definitely result will come. Because in these teachings, it has the power, the teaching has the blessing. Now, if there is no result, it doesn't mean that teaching has no powers. It has no power of giving blessings. It doesn't mean that your teaching is wrong. But teaching is always there. But your way of practicing, your way of thinking, your intention is wrong something. Because of that, no result at all. But don't feel if there's no result. Don't think that it is not working, so you can't do. It is not necessary to think that way. You can practice as much as you can. So far, if you have to practice. Unless and until there is some result, you can do that way now. And now this is the actual practice of doing four practices or the transference of consciousness. You just transfer your consciousness into the mind, wisdom mind of Buddha Amitabha. That is a transference of consciousness. So, normally for teaching is said that these are very simple, very secret, very profound. Simple doesn't mean it is small or not so useful. It is very profound and deep teachings, which is related with Guru Yoga, because Guru Yoga is the actual teachings, actual practice, which is equivalent to Dzogpa Chenpo's teachings. So this is one part of it. Everybody can do this. Everybody can practice this. Especially it can be practiced by those who are so intelligent. It's really very useful to them. Now, intelligent means it doesn't mean that those who are not so intelligent, they can't practice that way. It doesn't mean that way also that they can do it. If their faith is strong, then definitely the result will be there. Buddha always used to say that Makum Sangye. Now, Tibetan word, very beautiful. Makum Sangye. Without meditation, you will become Buddha. So this practice is especially very important. Without meditation, you can be a Buddha. You can be an enlightened person. So, through doing these visualizations, you can sometimes, in certain teachings, it is advised that you, where you are sitting, the place should be really very wide, very open mind, open place, some sort like that. It's necessary in the front of a big oceans or open sky, calm and quiet, especially during the time of the spring season, yes, during the time all the flowers are blossoming. At that time, it is also very useful. The times are, sometimes the, it is also advised you have to see the time also. It's also necessary that way. And it is also advised that don't practice by, it is not so useful. It is dangerous sometimes if a sick person practices. It is advised to avoid such situation. When a mother is pregnant, at that time also it is necessary not to practice it. These are advised that way. Or some persons who are really completely becoming mad, frustrated. So this is also not good time to practice. You have to relax yourself without any frustrations, problems, calm down your mind. Then at the time you can practice it. It is useful that way also. And those persons who are really, if their mind is not so clean, if they don't have any faith to the dharmas, it is also necessary that they should avoid this situation now. It's necessary not to practice now. Because they don't have any faith. They may, after practicing, they may say that, oh, there is no use. I did practice this for many years, but no result. They may say that. And with that wrong views, he is accumulating many demerits, unvirtuous actions. So it is harmful to him, not harmful to the teachings and the teachers. But it is harmful to that person who is doing that. So these are the things that they should avoid sometimes. And then I wanted to explain here, which I may not be able to do it just now, but I will do in the second session. Some teachings are there, which is very useful. If you do this practice, and you know how to practice it, and you get the result also, and you are a good practitioner, then now you have to use it for the purpose of other beings now. You can use these Poa teachings for the purpose of other living beings. And it can be also used for yourself at the time of death. So these two, there is a sort of explanations how you are going to use it properly for the benefit of other living beings, one. And second one is how you are going to use it when you are going to die. How you are going to apply your practices during the time of death. And little bit about the Parthos. What kind of ideas during that period arises. So these explanations I will talk in the second session. Because of shortage of time, I think so, it is necessary that if I start from here, then it may break in the middle and then comes in the second session, that is not so good. I will stop here, saying that this teaching is the main practice, is that how you are going to do it, how your practice how the visualizations of your practices are related with this teaching, and through these teachings, if you can visualize properly, clearly, then definitely it is useful. Okay, then maybe what I explained here differ from other teachings. But it doesn't mean that that is wrong, this is right. It doesn't mean this is wrong, those lineages are right. It doesn't mean that way. But teachings differs a little bit, it may be. In certain teachings, because of the way of practice may differ a little bit. But it doesn't matter. The essence is same. Only thing is that you wanted to transform this obscured or defiled mind into the unobscured or fully awakened wisdom mind. So that is the object, that is the aim. So aim is same, that you wanted to change this artificial, change this obscured mind into the unobscured wisdom mind. That is the main point. So if you go on thinking that way, then normally, even if you won't use everything, all the visualizations, even if you are unable to use, visualize all those things, you just remember Buddha Amitabha, and you think that you are praying to him, and you are sending your mind from here, and you wanted to mingle with the Buddha Amitabha's mind. You think that way also, that's a simple way, finish, which you can do it all the time, every time you can do that way. When you are going to sleep, you just think that way. And then sleep. Remember Buddha Amitabha in front of you, just above the head. He's also with you. And then try saying that you just send your mind into the mind of Buddha Amitabha and then recite on that level and then sleep. Even if you die in that night, doesn't matter. Because your mind resides on that level. And when you leave this body, yes, you can awake from there and you can realize immediately. Because your mind resides on that level. It is helpful. You can do that way. And the same thing, our life is uncertain, nobody knows. So through this practice, if you go on thinking on that level, try to think that your mind is inseparable of Buddha Amitabha and always reside on that level, awakened wisdom mind, and then go and remember and recite the mantra of Buddha Amitabha, or you can remember the name or recite the name of Buddha Amitabha all the day, then that is useful. That is a type of meditation. Even though it is said that without meditation, you can become Buddha. But that is like that. This is very strong way of thinking. So most of the teachings, most of the meditations, whatever you give big names, it doesn't matter. But only thing is that if your mind is pure and always reside on the level of Dharmakaya, stainless sky of Dharmakaya, completely unobscured mind, beyond the conceptions, beyond all these superstition, way of thinking, different types of things, artificial mind, Now, artificial mind means obscured mind, deluded mind, which comes from the ignorant. So if you just leave all those, purify all those obscurations, defilement, and then try to awake in the nature of Buddha, and recite on that, and send your mind to the Buddha Amitabha's mind, then naturally, this will help you to reach the Buddha Amitabha's pure land. So with these thinkings, I think so, it is enough. Through these explanations, you can do the practices of Poa. And then the benefit of Poa, how you are going to apply it, to use it for the benefit of other living beings, and how you are applying it to yourself at the time of death, this I will explain in the next session. So, I think so it is better I will stop here. And then, in the next session, we will discuss something about very useful things. I will keep that in the next session. Okay, thank you. Sonam diye tam je sikwa ni tam ne ni be da nam pam je di je ga na je balap tu ba ye si be so le do wa do.